This is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar, hanging out with Steph from the Tav Tones. How you doing, Steph?
I'm good, thank you.
Just got done sound checking, and before Ghost comes up here and swallows us up, we're going to take a look at your current rig for everything that's going on in 2013. So where does it stand currently?
Well, currently I have what you see here is my pedal board. It's really just a MIDI controller. There's no actual effects or anything there. And it's in its current status right now. I'm actually going to put new pedals on there. Expression pedals and redo all the cabling and all that, and it'll be all pretty and nice and functional the way I wish it would be right now, but it's just getting me by at the moment.
What kind of different expression pedals do you look to use in the future?
Well, I'm actually just putting on some Dunlop pedals. They make a volume expression pedal that I'm going to put on there. So, and I only have three on at the moment. I have a fourth one that goes on here, but I don't have it on yet.
What are the various controls? Obviously volume, but I'm sure effects too.
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely effects control, but also even like kind of like, you know, like having split rigs where you can switch between, you know, fade, cross between like a clean tone and a dirty tone, but you know, have a blend of them. Yeah, a total mix. And but I'm not doing all that at the current moment. That's just my plans for
the future.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of the patches that you're currently using down here in terms of how they apply to the songs? Are you using patches that use on various songs, or each patch is to a song?
They all vary. You know, they're all pretty much, all the new songs have their own patches. Everything else doesn't, and none of them do I have set to where I want them right now at all. Everything has been in construction. I've actually been struggling. I have the I use the Axe FX 2. You can't see that here. It's back here. But I've been struggling with that for the last 2 years, and I just literally in the last couple weeks solved my issue with that, and now I can get onto the business of dialing in my presets the way they're supposed to be. But I had for the longest time been running with a stereo cab sim, and it's my whole tone the whole time sounded out of phase, thin and transparent, and I'm like, what the f*** is the problem? So finally I was like, you know what, it's got to be mono. So I flipped it to mono. Bam, problem solved. There's no more discussion about it. I can just get on to the task of EQing and levels and putting the effects on and be done with it.
How long do you think that'll take?
I'll probably be done with it all by the end of November. I mean, we get home and our last show is on the first, so I have, you know, pretty much all that month I'll be working on my stuff every day. So
I know we caught up with you a couple of years ago and you had a full on, you know, analog pedal board. Do you miss that at all? Miss the pedals?
Not really. No, I am gonna build a version of my system that has both my Axe FX and my old rig together all in one system. Okay. But that's purely for my pleasure at home. Really, I'm not really gonna travel with it or anything. It's too inconvenient.
Does your rig still have the Marshall EL34 100 power amp?
Rig right there. Axe FX. That's it. Everything on the top you can ignore. It's not doing anything except for these little 22 cals right here. They're just my little power amps for my cabinet that's not doing anything other than sounding like crap on stage right now because it's not EQ'd or anything. It sounds f***ed up.
Do you run the subwoofer still or no?
No subs anymore. I have no need for them. Everything, if you were to come to the show tonight, what you would hear would be coming directly out of the Axe FX. There's nothing in between it or anything.
Cool. Well, I guess we can go check out your guitars quick.
As you can see, all of them have generally a camouflage strap, you know, that's pretty cool.
What do you prefer about the strap locks versus the standard, you know, buttons? What do you like about the DiMarzio clips?
You know, I'll say this as a non-paid user of their product. I'm 43. I started playing guitar when I was 16, and I started using those straps then, and they've never failed me ever since. And I find the only thing that that they can't survive is inevitable wear of all your sweat eventually grinding on them and making them foul and crusty. But other than that, they'll never come apart.
What's with the blue one? Is just probably ran out of camo print.
The purple one?
Yeah, purple.
That's my girlfriend's favorite color, so I
smart man
rock that one.
So you want to talk to us about any particular models? I know that you have the signatures with ESP.
They're all outside of the paint jobs. You know, I have Tellys in here, and then the rest are all the same, you know. So,
what do you prefer again, I guess, between the two body styles that you like, or what do you hear or feel?
I've said it throughout probably this whole time, but I'm entirely superficial. It's just purely for looks. There's clearly sound differences. I mean, the Tele's got more wood in them, so they sound a little more, you know, firm, a little more solid. But that's not to say that the other ones don't. They just, you know, that it's just you're going to get a different tone from the different shape of the body and the amount of wood. Mm-hmm. No way around it. And plus, the Tele's are thicker than my other ones. There's more shaved off with the arc top, you know what I mean?
And the only, I'm sure you answered numerous times, is just why you prefer to have the bridge and middle pickups rather than all three or bridge and neck.
Yeah, I just answered that question. That's superficial. I actually, years and years ago when I was a teenager, remember seeing Vivian Campbell when he first signed up with, and he started out with, when he was with Whitesnake, mm-hmm. and he had a guitar and he had two pickups. I was like, man, that looks f-ing sick. That's it. I mean, that is the simplicity of those two pickups. Thanks, Vivian Campbell, wherever you're at, for inspiring the double pickup.
Do you prefer, I guess, the bridge at any point or the neck, or is it just however you're feeling?
I use the bridge 99%+ of the time, but I do use the middle pickup on some things. They're not. It's very, 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 very little things that I use it for. But the thing I do like about it is if I do need something where it's, you know, I don't need all the attack, you know, I've got, you know, that middle picket to flip to it and kind of just take off the edge a little bit, you know.
One thing I wanted to ask, because I'm a big fan of how you apply delay to your work, is what type of delay, at least in the function of the Axe FX, are you using for like songs like at the end of Rosemary, where it kind of trails out, and also on Sex Tape? Those are two of my favorite songs with the applications of delay. Is there any specific sittings, or do you have various delays within that format or within the actual programming of the Axe FX that you're going to?
Well, in Rosemary specifically, the effects that I use on that are entirely from a factory preset. I can't remember which factory preset it is because I've just put my amps on top of that preset, you know, so I can XY between them. And then Sex Tape, you know, like I didn't use this rig at all, yeah, to make that, you know. That's my old system, and I don't have this remotely sounding like that at all yet. So
I'm sure you've answered it. Hopefully it's not aesthetic or superficial, but why do you choose active pickups versus any models with the passives that I see?
It's the answer is still just as consistent, because prior to, you know, I just like the physical design of those, of the EMG pickups, you know. Maybe it's just because it's just the solid plastic, I don't know, but visually it just looks killer to me, you know. I know that's all the last thing anyone that's geeking out on their gear wants to hear, but you know, like, I mean, there's plenty of players out there that shred with EMGs. There's plenty of players out there that shred with Seymour Duncans and fill in your name brand of your pickups, you know. It's a name jerk contest all the time with everybody. Oh, my product's this and that, but you know, whoop-de-doo, you know, the reality is those look great to me, and that's kind of, unfortunately for anybody's curiosity, that's my reasoning for it. I've heard, like I said, you know, great players play with every pickup, so I'm not going to find the sound because so-and-so used that or they used that. It's not going to, I put those ones in there, they look great, the guitars look great, they feel great. It's up to me to make them sound great. They don't do anything by themselves, you know, so after everything's plugged in, you start f***ing with shit until you get it to where you want it. And you're like, all right, that's great. Now we can jam. And then you jam, and then songs happen, and voila, there you have it. Or the next thing you know, someone's like, oh, you're a genius. I'm like, ah, yeah, I am. Thanks for pointing that out.
Thanks for validating. The only other question, I guess, at this point would be picks and strings. What do you prefer to use, and their, you know, thickness and the brands?
Well, I was just... me and Chino just did a thing with Dunlop recently, and I was telling them, I said, you know, same thing as these straps. I've used the 1mm Tortex pick from the very beginning. I've never liked another pick, and I've always used that. I currently use Dunlop strings. I didn't start off with those at all. I actually started off the better half of my entire early existence using Ernie Ball strings, but I've been using the Dunlop strings now, and I actually got to do a little tour of the factory recently, and that was pretty f***ing awesome. Actually seeing how the things come to, you know, how it comes to life. I'm like, oh man, that's pretty f***ing dope.
There's probably a lot of going into it.
Yeah, you know, you know what? I didn't have the way I imagined things getting made versus the way they actually got made. We weren't even in the same plant. It wasn't even the same topic.
Thank you very much for your time. No. You are quite the genius.
Thank you.
If you don't take his word for it, because don't use his gear, just be superficial and you'll get to be a rock star, just like Steph.
Yeah, totally. I'm superficial all day long. Look at this. This is what happens when you're superficial.
Boom. All right, well, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
We now have the pleasure of talking to bassist Sergio Vega, who was originally in Quicksand, a great hardcore band out of NYC. Check out Slip on Spotify. I dare you. Sergio, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How's it going?
Thank you for taking the time to show us your rig.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Well, let's start with what you're using.
These are my amps here. I use the Fractal Audio Systems, you know, the Axe FX 2.
Yes.
Exactly like my string partner, Stefan. And, you know, here are the patches. I'm not sure what he told you about, but here, this is the main window for the patches. You can go inside them. It's an amp modeler of sorts.
How many patches do you have or that you currently use?
Oh, for live, I have one for every song, like individually, you know, dialed in. But then for live, I kind of reduce it to about 5 patches.
Gotcha.
And here's the controller. These are various expression pedals. That's for the main volume. And these are for various kind of parameters on a given like pedal. So depending on the patch, it can, you know, do anything. Like this in general will usually be some sort of a high pass or low pass filter.
Okay.
And that'll control the cutoff point and a little bit. It's also tied a little bit to the resonance.
Okay.
And then these here are basically on off switches for pedals. Turn them on, turn them off. And I also, depending, you know, like when we headline and we have a little more space, I can go into a reveal window and access a looper function and kind of do like multi-track kind of things, kind of jam with myself, basically.
Who needs a whole band?
Yeah. There's only 5 of us. We need more voices.
And what about specific patches for, are you using them for songs or just particular sounds?
Well, I have a basic patch that is pretty much for everything. And then I have 4 individual patches for songs that that can't really be played right with my main patch. So like about 85 to 90% of a given set will be the basic patch.
Okay.
But then I have this for the song Poltergeist. I have this for the song Diamond Eyes because they're very unique. And
I was going to ask about Rosemary because that's one of my favorites off the new album.
Yeah, Rosemary, this in general, it's called Rosemary, but this patch is pretty much works for a lot of Koino Yokan.
Okay.
And then I switch between the Rosemary and the basic one for songs on Koino Yokan. So that it's kind of, for the most part, spread throughout it, with the exception of Intone because... And Poltergeist. Those couldn't be replicated in a general patch.
And what about for basic, your amp patches or sounds that you get, what are you basing those off of, or the I guess, patch names or...
Everything, they're basically tied to a song, but structurally, they're going to usually be 2 bass amps.
Okay.
You know, and they're kind of like, they're SVT models. And 8x10 cabinets, 2 8x10 cabinets, and then there's also like a 15-inch cabinet that's been kind of modified a little. When I met up with Matt, one of the guys at Fractal Audio,
yeah.
And we went over some of the patches, and then he helped me dial in the 15-inch cabinet, the 1x15, and made it a bit larger.
I think you might be one of the first bass players. Do you think it's a tool that's underutilized by bass players for Axe FX?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't really compare or contrast myself to other bass players or anything. I just kind of like have my approach. I do what I do, and I kind of like draw inspirations from a lot of things, and not necessarily from bass players. I don't consider, I play bass, but I'm not like in the bass world zone where it's like Bass Player magazine or bass, you know. It's like sounds and things, and you know, I access it through a 4-string, but it's like it could be anything. My favorite one, I guess, is Diamond Eyes, only because it's really complicated. Because there's a lot of feedback things and a lot of like different kinds of delay modulation going on throughout the song, but it's coming from the bass, you know, while I'm still playing. So inside, like internally, you can look in that the routing is a lot more complex than usual. Kind of goes down. It has like 3 or 4 rows of things. There's like there's a loop going on, a feedback loop happening, so that you know, some of the sounds are being sent back onto themselves and like tweaked again. And then I have to, for different parts, I have to do a lot of changes, you know, so there's like kind of scene changes.
Okay.
So before the Axe FX had developed scenes, I was kind of doing that with expression pedals or whatever, mapping a lot of things to a given pedal or a given button so that I could have several instances or several kind of parameters change at the same time.
Cool. And I don't know if you clarified what the other two you mentioned, the middle, the ones, the low five.
Well, they're not always the same, but for in general, this could be the delay feedback. Okay. So I can have it be really over the top, or I can have it be a little more, you know, something that can fit within a part.
Is there any particular part where you push it to go over the top? Any
yeah,
songs?
In a Diamond Eyes, it's always on all the way at the top, and then it comes in and out with just different pedals, but it's always cranked. Okay. And in the middle of Rocket Skates, there's a mm-hmm. breakdown. And then, like, that's really kind of what inspired it to happen, because I had that on my previous rig. I was using Guitar Rig before.
Also from Steph, I know that he used to use that.
Yeah, we both got into the things at the same time. Like, he and I geek out together a lot and get him at the same time. But then, like, you know, like he...
Do you guys share secrets, or do you guys withhold?
No, always. No, always, okay, yeah. No, we match our stuff. We get matching stuff. We always talk. And we always, like, we have different approaches. You know, so that's cool too. Like
get different ideas.
Yeah, one of the things I like about it is just like he'll have, you know, like patches for a tone, but I just have one patch for like that I can try to manipulate a lot, and I try to do different things. So we have these different things that things are routed slightly differently, and that's cool. You know, it speaks to the flexibility of the gear that we're using.
Cool. Should we go check out your basses?
Sure.
Talk to us about your basses.
These are them. They are all basically the same bass. I play Fender Jaguars.
Why? Versus the standard PJs that everyone plays.
Never been a fan of that. And I used to play, I don't know. Really what it is aesthetically, I'm a big My Bloody Valentine fan. I'm a big like 4AD fan. So like, you know, I've always been into the Jaguar guitars and stuff like that. So I got it for that initially, just because of the way it looked. But then sonically, it has a lot of like upper mids, and it's like really like a crisp sounding bass, and it works for my tone. And like I play with the pick always, and I have a lot of attack and distortion, and it's a very like clear cutting sound. I don't even know what people are playing. I know I got like, I just like Kevin Shields, you know. Yeah. It's like Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jaguars. Jaguars. And so when they made basses, I jumped on them. Yeah, and the reason I have so many is because we use a lot of different tunings.
Do you care to pull out maybe one or two of your main ones here?
They're all pretty much main ones because of the amount of tunings that we use. But here's my newest.
What tuning is this Uzi
one? C, like a drop C. So it's C, G, C, F.
Is there anything that you do to them or change or anything? Or
no, they don't mod anything.
No, not really. They sound really good out the box. I initially got them and I thought I was going to mod them out, and then they just really were perfect for me.
And any particular straps? I guess it looks like you're using the same ones as Steph's.
Yeah, DiMarzio's. Always, you know, basically since I got, you know, since I was a kid.
Strings and picks, what do you use?
I use Dunlops for all my strings and picks and all my guitar needs.
Scott and Brian will be very happy at Dunlop TV.
These are pretty cool. I didn't used to use Dunlop strings, but then when I got into them, they were really awesome. And the picks I've used since forever. Little Tortex.
Is there a particular reason why you prefer such a large one? Is it because your attack's so strong that you have a large surface?
It allows me to hit light and hold it the way that I like. Okay. You know, I remember like when I was a kid, seeing some article with Metallica, how they held picks, and I was like, all right, that's how I hold a pick. And then that was the pick they had, and that was the way I held it, and that was it.
Is there any reason that you would play with your fingers, or you just always pick?
No, not for this kind of music. There's like one part in a song that I use my fingers, but I abhor it. Okay. You know, I think that it, like the tone, what it does, like it does, it's not cutting for heavy music. To me, it just takes away a bit of the attack and the frequency that and the urgency from the sound. And like, it just always, to me, it's like never hot. You know, I know there are exceptions, you know, but like, I can't think of one there's not a bass player that I'm a fan of in heavy music that uses their fingers.
Fair enough. Well, thank you again very much, Sergio.
Thank you
for your time. This is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar. Check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to check out more Rig Rundowns. Mm-hmm.